Take your Bible this morning and turn to John chapter number 19. John chapter 19. This morning, I'm going to give a sermon, and it's going to be, of course, related to Mother's Day. Now, I don't always preach Mother's Day sermons on Mother's Day or Father's Day sermons on Father's Day, but today I feel like that's what we ought to do. John chapter 19, I want you, if you would please, to find verse number 26. And once you find John 19, actually we'll start at verse 25. Would you stand with me, please? John chapter 19, I'm going to read out loud and you can follow along. I'm going to read from verse 25 through verse number 27. The Bible says this: Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto her, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Help me as I remind us of the great importance of treating our mothers properly. The world would be in sad shape if it were not for mothers. I pray, God, that our moms would do right and do things according to the Bible in their lives and with their families, but help those of us that would see the importance of this day to be reminded of how we ought to treat our mothers. Bless us now, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. I'm going to do something before I actually start my sermon. I have a Mother's Day card here, and I want to read it to you, if I can. This Mother's Day card, a son that is a part of our church had made a commitment to his mother. And now his mother does not go to our church, but the son is very deeply, deeply involved in our church. And when I saw his commitment to his mother in this card, I decided I wanted to share it with you. It says this: Mom, the following are my eternal promises to you. Number one, it says, I want you to know that you are precious enough to me that I want all to recognize you as my mother. Next, I want you to know that my eternal standing with God is right and I will see you in heaven someday. Next, I want to promise you I love other people with a very deep love as you have taught me. Next, I want you to know that I will not become bitter in life, and no matter how difficult life may become, I will not become bitter. Next, I want you to know that I will spend my life trying to get people saved. Next, I want you to know that I am right with God and living for Him today, and plan to do that the rest of my life. Love, your son. Pretty big commitment. And it's signed Jesus. Because that is the exact commitment that he made to his mom. Jesus, here in John chapter number 19, he is hanging on the cross. He gives seven statements from the cross. The first three had nothing to do with his own suffering. And I want you to remember now, Jesus is suffering like no man ever suffered as he hangs on that cross. The physical pain was indescribable, but his spiritual pain was even further beyond our comprehension. Jesus did not start his painful cross experience with having his mind on himself. He did not speak of his own hurts until he had first cared for other people. The first statement Jesus made while he was hanging there on Calvary, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want you to keep in mind, he's got nails in his hands and in his feet, a crown of thorns on his brow. There's a crowd that's jeering, crucify him, and Jesus is hanging there. But he says, Father, forgive them. Not concerned about himself, he's concerned about other people. Then, The second saying on the cross was made to the dying thief. And he said to that dying thief, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Again, he's taking care of someone else and not himself. He's in excruciating physical pain and outrageous spiritual pain. We would never understand it, but taking care of other people. And then we know he's yet going to say, "I thirst," and my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And he'll say, into thy hands I commend my spirit." But he starts out and he's taking care of other people first. The third saying of the suffering Savior was this. His mother was there, and he said, "Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother." Now Jesus is taking care of his mom. Now I want you to remember, this is probably the highest hour in human history. The Son of God is dying for mankind. This is Golgotha, Calvary, the place of the skull. And while facing pain as never before experienced by a human, Jesus is hanging on the cross, looking down on his mom, and he wants to take care of his mom. He speaks and he says, "Woman, behold thy son." And what that is, Mary was there. And Mary is being spoken to, and basically Jesus looks down at his buddy named John. John was very close to Jesus. And now Jesus is going to challenge Mary. And he's saying, "Mary, I want you," or "Mom, I want you to take care of John." And then he says, "Son, behold thy mother." Now he's talking to John. So what's happening is Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's going through all this pain. He looks down and sees his mother there, and he says, "Mom, I want you to be close to John. John, you take my mom and you make her your mom, because my mom's son's dying today. And I need somebody to watch out for my mom while I'm gone." That, to me, is one of the sweetest settings in the entire Bible. Jesus is hanging on a cross, dying, and he's worried about his mom. And he looks down at his friend and he tells John, he said, "John, look, my mom's losing her son today, and I need you to tell me that you're going to watch out for my mom." That's probably, in my opinion, the first Mother's Day. If I had to pick when Mother's Day started, it started right there where Jesus Christ set an example for all of us about the way a mom ought to be treated. That was the day that Jesus put his own needs and hurts aside to watch out for his mom. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, it says from that day forth, Mary went with John. You know what that means? Jesus had said, "John, you take care of mom," and Mary and John walked away from the crucifixion, and mother and son, they were united. I believe that John probably watched out for Mary till the day that she died. I wouldn't doubt that, because that's the promise that was made. Oh, now on that day, Jesus, he didn't give his mom flowers. He didn't give her a box of chocolates. He didn't give her new clothes. She didn't get a corsage, probably not a greeting card like the one that I read. He didn't get to take her out to her favorite restaurant, and there was no poem that he would read to her. She didn't get a gift to unwrap, and there was no potted plant. But there are some things Jesus gave his mom that are pretty powerful. I read them to you in the note. What he did for his mom. Hey, and can I tell you, the things that I'm about to say to you in the next few minutes, if your mother is living, all these are doable. But wait a minute. All these things, if your mother has already passed on, everything I'm about to say to you is something you can do even if mom's already passed on. Because your life goes on and you can honor your mother even though she may have already transferred to heaven. I got a text from a dear friend, a pastor friend this morning, a few preachers and I, when we get up on a Sunday morning, we'll shoot a text to one another, say, "I'm praying for your day." And as usual, I shot him a text, said, "I'm praying for your day." And he texts back and he said, "Brother Owens, pray for me. It's my first Mother's Day where I wasn't able to give my mother something physical. And I knew that his mother had passed away." And I texted him back and I told him, I said, "You might not be able to hand her something like a card, but your life can be a precious gift go do the will of God today at your church on behalf of your mother. And he wrote back and gave me an emoji with a thumbs up, which was a good sign. On this day when Jesus was passing away, he couldn't give his mom a package or a flower, but he gave his mother some fantastic things. I want to challenge everyone here today, whether your mother's living or your mother has passed. I want to challenge you. I want to tell you what Jesus gave Mary. What did Jesus give Mary? Jesus gave Mary this. He set aside part of his busy life to take time and to recognize her. You know, he was busy while he was hanging on that cross. He was busy fulfilling Old Testament prophecy of being the Messiah. But hanging on the cross, it is so sweet, the thought that he is hanging there. And he's been predicted for all these years that the Messiah was going to come and die on that cross. Jesus is on the cross, and we're expecting him to give us some big, powerful doctrine and statements about the salvation of mankind. And you know what he does? He looks down and says, "Hey, Mama. Hey, Mom, that's my mom right down there." I just love that. I love the humanity. And so, you know, Jesus did that on purpose. That one that you call Mom, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. He was busy proving every prediction about the Lamb of God and about that Lamb of God that could take away the sins of the world. But he took time for his mom. He was busy making heaven available to all mankind, every human that had lived in the past, present, and in the future. He was dying for them, but he took time to recognize his mom. He was busy being God incarnate, but he took time to take care of his mom. He was busy fighting hell's opposition to his crucifixion. You understand how hell did not want what happened on Calvary to happen? That Jesus, behind the physical scene, there was a powerful spiritual battle. The battle of the centuries was taking place. And right in the middle of the whole battle, he looked down and he saw his mom. He said, "Hey, Mom. I love you, Mom." He took time to recognize his mom and who she was and what she was to him. He was busy as all of heaven and watched his every word and every motion. Everybody was watching the Savior on the cross. And I'm sure there was a lot of things they thought he could have said. But he said, "Mama, I will take care of you." He was busy shedding his blood for your sake and my sake. But he took time for his mom. He was busy eliminating the need for any other animal sacrifices to ever be made again. Because he is a Lamb of God. But wait a minute. The Lamb of God took time that moment for his mom. He was busy retaining his perfect, sinless testimony, but yet in it, he took time for his mom. He was busy representing God to man and man to God, but he took time for his mom. His body was hurting. He was bleeding and swelling. He had on his brow that crown of thorns. He had had nails and placed in his feet and in his hands and a spear in his side. And he was hurting terribly. But he set aside his pain to reach out to his mom. Jesus took time for his mama. He was not too busy for his mom. Understand what he was doing? And if Jesus, the Son of God, can be on the cross changing the eternal destiny of mankind, and he's not too busy, I'm going to guess you and I are not too busy for our mom. His gift to her on Mother's Day, he said to Mary, "Mom, I got a lot going right now, but I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to love on you, and you're going to get my attention." He reminded her she was still important to him. His gift to Mary on Mother's Day was a gift of attention. It was a gift of sincerity. It was a gift of love. He wasn't too busy for her. His gift to Mary on Mother's Day was a gift where he put her in a place of priority in his life and in his thinking. I'm glad that Jesus got his mother a Mother's Day gift. He gave of his heart to her at that moment. But not only that, I see, secondly, that Jesus' gift to Mary on maybe what I think may have been the first Mother's Day was that he gave her the assurance that he was going to heaven. Everybody that's here today, I hope your mother knows you're going to heaven. I hope you're born again. I hope you're saved. While Jesus was dying, he said, you know, she heard him say, he was hanging on the cross, and he heard him say to someone else, today thou shalt be with me. Where is he going? He's going to heaven. He said, today thou shalt be with me. Now, moms, I want you to think about it. If that was your child hanging on that cross, wouldn't it put you at ease if they were up there and saying, Mama, I love you. And Mama, don't worry. I'm going to heaven. It's going to be okay. She got to hear that. And we may think that that is the power of the Scripture and that was eternally planned. And I believe it was. But somehow, in God's infinite wisdom, He knew that a mama needed to hear that it was going to be okay. And her baby boy was going to heaven. His mama was standing by and heard him say, today, I'm getting transfer papers. She heard him say, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Mary's heart was broken about her son's death, but he comforts her and tells her, don't worry, Mom, I'm going to heaven. Don't miss the human aspect of this. She could remember the day of his birth and his first cry. She could remember his tiny hands the first time she placed her finger in that hand. She probably sang to him, oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch. She remembered his little feet. She used to kiss on him, and he'd probably get tickled and laugh as Mama was kissing his toes and probably sang to him, this little piggy went to market, and this little piggy stayed home. And she remembered his first words, Dad, Dad. Come on, guys, stay with me here. She remembered. She remembered the day that the angel came to her and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And he had lived 33 and a half years, and she had watched over him and cared about him and loved him, and he's hanging on a cross. And I'm sure Mary was willing to say, okay, that's why my son was born. He was born to save all mankind. And there he is, the Savior of eternity, hanging on a cross. And he looks down and says, hey, Mom, I haven't forgotten about you. Mama, I'm going to heaven. It's going to be okay. She loved her little boy, and nothing could have comforted her more than to hear that he was going to transfer from this earth to a better place. His mom knew he was going to heaven. Let me tell you something that would be very precious to your mother. If you're here under the sound of my voice today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, it would comfort any mother to know that their child was saved. Oh, you say, well, my mom's not real religious, but just for a mother to know that if something were to happen to her child, that they've trusted Christ and they're on their way to heaven. Some of you, your mother's already in heaven. She wants to see you again someday. No mother wants their child to die unsaved. No mother wants her child to die and go to hell. There's no better gift that a mama could receive than that gift of knowing that their child was assured a place in heaven. There's a song, Tell Mother I'll Be There. In answer to her prayer, this message, Blessed Savior, to her bear, Tell Mother I'll Be There. I think mothers want their children to know that they're on their way to heaven. It's, to me, I think this is the first Mother's Day. And I think one of the things that Jesus gave his mother, he gave her time. He recognized her. He was busy, but he took the time for her. And then secondly, he gave her the assurance that he was on his way to heaven. And if you're not saved, you ought to get saved. Let your mother know you're going to be okay. Thirdly, I see that Jesus gave Mary on Mother's Day, he gave her a gift of his love for people. Don't you think that he was proud? Don't you think she was proud of him as he hung on that cross? He was hurting, but you know what? His first words were, forgive the other people. I'll tell you something. When parents watched their children rise above emotionally, and they're forgiving, and they're good, and they're kind, and especially mothers. It's mom that spends her whole life reminding us, I don't care what your brother did, you need to do what's right. And boy, I'm telling you, I can picture Mary watching her son die, and listen, he is being beaten and crucified. You know what he's on the cross doing? Y'all, you guys hanging up here, y'all okay? Everybody, Mama, you're going to be okay, and John, it's going to be okay, and don't you worry. I'll save you. I'll take you to heaven. I know you're hurting. These nails hurt, but it's going to be all right. He's up there comforting everybody. What a good kid. And Mary looked up and said, that's my boy. My boy is up there loving people. I tell you, talk about a good Mother's Day gift. Somebody that learns how to love people. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise as he comforts a man that's dying, and take care of John and forgive them. Mary could look on the cross and see a son who cared about people. What a happy Mother's Day. What a way to warm her heart. Her son was not stingy. Her son was not self-centered. Her son was not greedy for himself. Her son was giving. He was giving his life for others. Oh, what mom wouldn't be thrilled to see her child behave that way? Jesus gave his mother a kind son. Jesus gave his mother a compassionate son. No mother wants their children to be rude. No mother wants their child to go around hurting people. No mother wants their children to be harsh and hateful. No mother wants her child to have temper problems that hurt the family. Moms are proud of their children, and they want them to love, and they wanted to teach them to love. Moms are proud of their sons and daughters that have learned to give and not take, and to love and not hate. I believe that Mary proudly watch Jesus denying himself while he was attending to the needs of others. He didn't get her a Hallmark card. He gave her the most powerful picture of love ever in his life. He didn't get her chocolates, but he took time for her. She didn't get a potted plant, but she did get the assurance that he was on his way to heaven and that she would meet him there someday. But not only that, Jesus gave Mary, on this Mother's Day, a gift. And I think it was a gift where we can find that he is not a bitter man in life. He's not bitter. The Bible says in Luke 23:34, it says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they part his raiment and cast lots. Now, I want you to understand, Jesus is hanging on the cross, but he's not bitter. He's not hateful. He's not vengeful. He's not out to get anybody. Jesus was dying, but there was no bitterness in his heart. There was no bitterness in his spirit. He didn't have a bitter, hateful attitude. He wasn't bitter with his mother. He wasn't bitter with his father. There's even a point when his father looked away while Jesus was hanging on the cross, and Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, but that didn't make Jesus bitter. He wasn't bitter with his brethren. Peter had betrayed him. Judas had betrayed him. Peter denied even knowing him. He was not bitter with those that were crucifying him, the soldiers. I mean, you understand, the ones that crucified him, he's hanging on the cross, and he said, Father, that man right there, that's holding the hammer, that's got my blood on the hammer, Father, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's done. He doesn't know. Wow. Jesus wasn't bitter. Let me tell you something. Your mother didn't raise you to be bitter and hateful and vengeful. I've never met a mother that intended for their child to hold grudges and spend their life angry and vengeful toward people. I think Mary, can you imagine how pleased Mary must have been as she looked up and watched the behavior of her child? He wasn't bitter with his enemies. He wasn't bitter with the false religious people. He wasn't bitter with his family. He wasn't bitter with God. He was not bitter about past occurrences in his life.
He wasn't bitter about the things that were yet to come. I tell you what, bitterness will destroy you. Destroy your attitude. Bitterness within a church can be so wicked and destructive. Bitterness in a Christian home shames our families and shames our Heavenly Father. Bitterness is a poison. I am so glad that Jesus was not bitter. I think His mother was able to say, "My boy, he'd been through a lot, but he's kept a good attitude. He's kept a good spirit. He's still happy. He's still enjoying his life and doing it right." I seem to think that moms would like to see us go through the hardships of life and not become hateful and hard and harsh. They would like to see that tenderness remain in our lives. And though Jesus did not go down and buy a new dress for Mary for Mother's Day, He gave her a tender heart that was not full of bitterness and hatred. And I believe Mary enjoyed that gift. Not only that, I see that He took time for her while He was on the cross. I see that He made her know that He was on His way to heaven so she didn't have to worry. He helped her to see that He loved other people and that He's not bitter. But not only that, I think Jesus' Mother's Day gift to Mary was a gift of He was busy trying to help other people get to heaven. Luke 23:43, it says, "Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." You know what Jesus is doing? He's hanging on the cross. There are two people dying beside him, and He asks the question, Hey, if you died today, would you go to heaven? If you died today, would you go to heaven? Here He is busy dying, but He is concerned about the salvation of the people around Him. I think His mother was able to look up and say, "That's my boy. He's up there loving people. He's concerned that they go to heaven someday." Jesus was a soul winner all the way to the death. His mother could be proud. He was winning others to the Lord all the way to His bitter end. And now, I'll tell you something. What mom could not be thrilled about a son that is so selfless? I tell you though, your mother might not even understand when you would go and witness and you would try to get people saved. But I'm going to make you a promise. When you get to heaven, there will be rewards given out in heaven for the people that you win to Jesus Christ. And some of those rewards will be traced back to your mother. And your mother will get some rewards in heaven because of your soul winning. Because had she not taught you to be kind and she not taught you how to do right, there are many of you, you would have never influenced people for heaven. Mama will get some rewards. And Mama might not even understand the whole concept of soul winning. Oh, children and the way that they think. Little boy had been sent to bed and he cried out to his mom, "Mom!" She said, "What, son?" He said, "I'm thirsty. Can you bring me a glass of water?" She said, "No. You had your last chance. Now turn out the light and be quiet." "Mom!" "What?" "I'm still thirsty. Can I have a glass of water?" "No. I told you no. And if I've got to tell you again, I'm going to come in there and spank you." It got quiet. "Mom!" "What?" "When you come to spank me, could you bring that water?" Moms, you know what I mean. Listen, Mother's Day is about moms. Thank God that Jesus took time for His mom. Thank God of the qualities that were found in His life, and His mother had a part in it. I think Jesus' Mother's Day gift to His mom or Mary, there was something else. He was in the will of God. He was in the will of God. Hey, do you know the safest place in all the eternity, in all the universe for anyone? It's in the will of God. Now, moms, tell me, do you want your kids safe? It's a passion. You say, I want my baby safe. There's no safer place than where God wants you. That's the safest place. The greatest gift you could give your mom It may not be Russell Stover's chocolate, though they probably would like a little of that in addition to these other things. But I'm just telling you, if your mother knew that you were safe because you were right with God, you were in God's will, Mary could proudly look at her son who was living and dying right. I don't know. There might even be somebody in this room today. Maybe Mom wanted you to come to church today. I'll promise you, if your mom's trying to get you into church and she wants you in church, she wants you in the will of God. It's real easy to buy a card. So what? You think that card is adequate? Your mother didn't raise you so you could send her a card once a year and get it off your conscience that you reached out to her. She wants you to live your life right and successful. She does want the candy too. And the card will be okay. And she likes the flowers. But I'll tell you, I've never met a mother that would rather have the card than to have her boy or have her girl just do right in life. Just do right. There may be somebody here today. Maybe you need to get something straightened out with you and your God in honor of your mom. Hey, your mom, she might be looking down from heaven. Well, she is. She'd want you to do right. She'd want you to do right with your life. Are you backslidden and out of church? Do you need to get it straightened out? Have you become hateful and bitter? Are you more interested in you? Have you made things more important than people? Is your career bigger than your relationships? Your mother didn't teach you that. Your mother wanted you to do right with your life and treat people right and live right. I think that Jesus on the cross showed us a whole lot more than just the Savior dying for the world. I believe there's a whole lot of lessons just about how to treat your mom as He was dying on that cross. When Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciple standing by whom He loved, He saith unto her, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. He looked down from the cross and said, Mom, I want to take care of you. And I hope everybody here today will realize it's more than a card. It's more than just some novel gesture that you give your mom. It is your life that is precious to her. And make sure you do those things that would make your mom happiest. Even if your mom, you say, my mom is not spiritual, she wouldn't understand any of that. Boy, let me tell you something. All moms understand their children being good and decent and kind and loving. And so, I call the sermon, Happy Mother's Day, Mary. Love your son, Jesus. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The first question is this, if you died today, do you know for a fact that you would go to heaven? If you're not saved, your mother would not want you to die and go to hell. No mother wants their child to suffer for all eternity. If you're not born again, could I pray for you? Would you say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know that I'm born again. Please pray for me. Would you raise your hand right now and say, pray for me, Pastor. I don't know that I'm born again. Who here could raise your hand and say, Pastor, I am saved. I have trusted Jesus as my Savior. And I want to testify. I want God to know. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I'm a born-again Christian. Could you raise your hand and let God see your hand? Yeah, hands all over the place. God bless you. You may put those hands down. If you're not saved, you come. We'll take a Bible in a moment and we'll show you how to be born again. If you have been saved, we would like to help you to make that public. We won't embarrass you. You just come and we'll tell folks that you trusted Jesus. It's a simple process. Hey, who here today would say, Preacher, I've listened to what you've said about what I could do with my life for my mom. And I want to do better than a card. I want to do better than some flowers. I want my life to count for God so that my mom gets credit. I want my mom to look at me and see my life and to be pleased that the things she started teaching me from the moment I came forth, I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to do right by people and God. Preacher, I heard what you said. I want that in my life. I'm going to work at that. And God has spoken to my heart about it today. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? Amen. You may put those hands down. And don't forget, folks, this isn't something that you can just do for mom who may be walking this earth right now. Your mom may have passed, but you could still do it. These are qualities that one should live from the day they're from now to the day that they die. I hope that you'll let God work in your life and work in your heart. We're going to have an altar call. I think there are some here, you're not good with your mom. You're not right with your mom. You ought to get that fixed. You shouldn't be bitter. You shouldn't be hateful. You need to get some of that cared for. If you need this altar, why don't you come down here and get on your knees? Hey, somebody here, you weren't gonna reach out to your mom at all. Maybe you need to reach out. Just love on her a little bit. Take time for her, like Jesus did. I know you're busy. I know how busy the human race can be, but you're not busier than Jesus was while he was hanging on a cross, dying for all mankind. And if he can take time from the cross to mention his mom, and take time for his mom, you can take time for yours too. Maybe you need a moment at the altar. If you do, we welcome you. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you're not born again, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. If you've been saved and you've never made that public, we would like for you to come and we'll help you to make that public. It's a very simple thing. We'll just tell the people that you got born again. If you need the altar, you come. Maybe you need to rethink your life on behalf of God and your mom. What a wonderful thing, the thought that somebody that's not born again would get saved on Mother's Day because they want their mother to have the assurance that they're going to heaven someday when they die. As you tell others about Jesus and live your life in a decent, wholesome way, God will bless you for that, and that will honor your mom. Song, if you will, Brother Hollinger. If you need to be saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. If you've been saved and you want to make it public, we certainly would help you with it.